This is Fresh Air. I'm Neil Conan, in for Terry Gross. The late British singer-songwriter Kirsty MacColl emerged in the late 1970s as a pop-punk performer. She also wrote a song that became a hit for Tracy Ullman in this country called They Don't Know. The daughter of folk singer Ewan MacColl, she became interested in Latin rhythms toward the end of her life. Her last album, Tropical Brainstorm, has just been released. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Love on a mountain top, under the stars on a big hard rock. I said in these shoes.
Listening to the witty tunes that fill Tropical Brainstorm, it's heartbreaking to think that Kirsty MacColl is no longer with us. Shortly after finishing this album, the 41-year-old singer was struck and killed by a speedboat while swimming off the coast of Mexico. As a result, Tropical Brainstorm stands as her final statement. The irony being that it's the most atypical collection of songs she ever wrote.
I'm stalking a fan. He lives in a high-rise block, and here I am. He shouldn't have turned my rock. He's brushing his teeth. He doesn't look bad from this far. I'm hailing a cab, and I'm gonna follow his car wherever he goes. I won't be too far behind, just hanging around, driving him.
The melodies on this CD are influenced by the travels MacColl had recently made to Cuba and Brazil. The lyrics, however, are vintage MacColl, full of cleverly worded yet scathing observations on the way men so often mistreat women. Certainly a song like this one, called England 2, Columbia 0, captures the ways of a lying cad as pitilessly as anything in pop music.
Have kissed me and got me so excited, and when you asked me out, I really was delighted. So we went to a pub in Belsize Park, and we cheered on England as the sky grew dark. Oh, you shouldn't have kissed me, 'cause you'd started a fire. But then I found out that you're a serial liar. You lied about your status, you lied about your life. You never mentioned your three children and the fact.
Listeners steeped in Latin music may be more churlish, pointing out that MacColl's phrasing isn't as fluid as the best Latin music vocalists, and that her English backup musicians don't swing as loosely or authentically. But I find the music's occasional stiffness and clumsiness endearing, the sound of a fan having a good time.
She awakes when the sun has found her face, and she reaches for the tin where she keeps important things. A cigarette, a magic bean, a page torn from a magazine, and a letter that he sent, full of promises and dreams of how he walked across the jungle, across the desert to the bright, shiny city by the sea.
In its own way, Tropical Brainstorm is as much one woman's comic diary as, say, Bridget Jones's was, and deserves as much attention. All her life, MacColl was better known among her fellow musicians than to a worldwide audience. The tart, tangy tunes on Tropical Brainstorm fully capture everything that was smart, funny, and endearing about a woman who deserves to be missed well beyond her cult following. After her death, Bono from U2 called her the Noel Coward of her generation. That may be going a bit far, but it suggests the affection that Kirsty MacColl and her music inspired.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.
There's a brand new car in your driveway and a blonde new girl in your bed. You've everything you ever wished for, happy little bobblehead. And you can't fill it up with promises. You can't fill it up with lies. And you can't fill it up with business lunches. Oh, but you can try. Who am I to criticize you? Just a girl that you despise. Welcome to Designer Living. This is your designer life.
We'll be back after a short break. This is Fresh Air.